Hey folks, this is retired Officer Jack McLam on the Officer Jack McLam program from RBN. And we're going to start with a report that I have on my desk here, folks. Remember that next hour is totally open phones, 11 to 12 Pacific time. Okay, and here we go. 16 U.S. intelligence agencies, the Pentagon, and phony President Barack Obama nation tell Israel no. Hell hath no fury like a Zionist Jew scorned. Okay, that's not quite the way the famous author William Congreve of the Morning Bride, 1697, put it, but it's still an accurate observation. The arrogant communist Jews in Israel and America are so used to getting their way that when finally they are refused and told no, they go absolutely wild in anger and disbelief. Well, it's finally happened again. The last time these jackals from hell were told no was in 1963, when President John F. Kennedy informed Israel's puffed-up buffoon of a prime minister, David Ben-Gurion, that no, the United States will not allow Israel to have nuclear bombs. That refusal ended rather badly for the courageous U.S. chief executive. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more of this report right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you today. And we're going back to this report. 16 U.S. intelligence agencies, the Pentagon, and phony President Barack Obama nation tell Israel no. No. The United States will not allow Israel to have nuclear bombs. Now they have 400-plus nuclear bombs, folks. That refusal ended badly for the courageous U.S. chief executive, the president. The Jews, Mossad, working in league with reprobate Vice President Lyndon Johnson, J. Edgar Hoover's FBI, and other traitorous killers splattered JFK's head and brain with the crack of sniper rifles aimed from several locations in the heart of Dallas, Texas. They killed President John F. Kennedy. Now comes yet another dramatic moment in American and Communist Israeli history. According to the authoritative foreign policy journal, all 16 U.S. intelligence agencies, including the CIA, the DEA, NSA, and FBI, and others have drafted an amazing 82-page classified report entitled Preparing for a Post-Israel Middle East, currently being reviewed by the White House and by key congressional leaders. The report brilliantly analyzes geopolitics and economics in the Middle East and globally. It concludes that communist Zionist Israel is the greatest single threat to American security and to the American economy. Israel cannot be salvaged. Among its many startling deductions is the report's cogent analysis that Israel, given its current brutal occupation and belligerence, cannot be salvaged. It further states that Israel is wickedly out of touch with the political, military, and economic realities of the Middle East. Astonishingly, is that the well-documented report establishes that communist Israel consistently carries out spy activities in opposition to U.S. national interests, and that it is recognized by almost every nation on earth as a militant, bloody aggressor. The overwhelming majority of people everywhere firmly believe that Israel's brutal and oppressive occupation of Palestine and its unarmed civilian population is illegal and immoral. Moreover, the unprecedented intelligence report issued by all 16 U.S. intelligence agencies says that America's financial and military support for communist Israel and its wars of occupation is neither sustainable nor desirable, and conflicts with America's own national interests. For example, it reveals that Israel is constantly lied over and over, exaggerating the nuclear capabilities of its hated foe, Iran. In fact, the U.S. intelligence community finds that Iran has no nuclear bombs and is not developing nuclear weapons. That's a shock, folks. Israel's rampant and violent racism. The report notes, too, communist Israel's rampant and violent racism and bigotry against other nations and people. Moreover, communist Israel's occupation of Palestine and crimes committed against the innocent constitutional genocidal conduct, which is anathema to international law, which is against international law. Israel, unworthy of U.S. support. In sum, communist Israel is labeled by the report a rogue criminal state, unworthy and undeserving of U.S. financial and diplomatic support. The ripples caused by the 82-page report are spreading far and wide. The communist Israel's lobby has obtained copies of the draft from their Syrian spies, traitors to the U.S., like Senator Charles Schumer and John McCain, Congressman Eric Cantor, and Congresswoman Liana Letini. Reportedly, Israel's prime minister, the belligerent and bellicose Benjamin Netanyahu, is boiling with anger. He and his Jewish neocons in the U.S. are plotting revenge against the report's authors, especially in their gun sights are General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the Pentagon, and phony President Barack Obama nation, said the head of the Israel's Knesset parliament. How dare Obama nation turn against us after all we Jews have done for him? Sinaian spies cited as a threat to the U.S. Interestingly, one of the areas mentioned in the report is the widespread spying of communist Israel firsters and communist Zionist saboteurs. It calls their efforts gross interference in the international affairs of the United States. The report notes that communist Israel and the communist Zionists have more than 60 front organizations active in the Sinaian spying efforts that the U.S. there are approximately 7,500 U.S. officials who do communist Israel's bidding. The multitude of Zionist spying, Israel spying, and interference in U.S. affairs seemingly even excels that of spies associated with the Soviet Union and Red China in their heyday. Maybe what we need is a modern-day Senator Joseph McCarthy to step forth and expose these dangerous anti-American communist Zionist agents. Their ranks notably cannot include not only the many Zionist spies in public office, but also thousands of Sinaian agents in the mainstream media, on Wall Street, in industry and academia. America is totally bursting at the seams with Zionist sympathizers, lobbyists, and spies who prefer Israel over America and would sell out their home country in a Tel Aviv moment if the tyrannical rabbis in Israel asked them to do so. Mitt Romney, a covert Sinaian Israel agent. Of course, most of the most dangerous of all Sinaian agents is Governor Mitt Romney, nominated by the Republican Party for president. Some believe that his Bain Capital Group was and is an Israeli front. Meanwhile, Bain's media branch, Clear Channel Communications, from where Zino fanatics like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and Michael Savage spout their venomous warmongering pro-communist Israel propaganda, is nothing less than a Zionist fifth column spy front. How many Americans know that these popular neocon media personalities are actually paid, well-paid Zionist puppets and mouthpieces? These many Sinaian agents are this very moment working hard to have the new draft intelligence report trashed so that it will never see the light of day. Okay, folks, I hear the music. We'll be right back after these important messages. on Republic Broadcasting Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McGlam, here with you. And we're going to go right back to this report. In sum, Israel is labeled by a report a rogue criminal state, unworthy and undeserving of U.S. financial and diplomatic support. Reported Israel Prime Minister, the belligerent and bellicose Benjamin Netanyahu, is boiling with anger. He and the Jewish neocons in the USA are plotting revenge against the report's authors, especially in their gun sights are General Martin Dempsey, Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff at the Pentagon, and phony President Barack Obama Nation, said the head of the Israel Knesset. How dare Obama turn against us after all we Jews have done for him? Interesting, one of the areas mentioned in the report is the widespread support spying by Israel firsters and Zionist saboteurs. It is called their effort, Gross Interference in the International Affairs of the United States. The report notes that Communist Israel and the Zionists have more than 60 front organizations active in the Sinaian spying efforts, and that in the USA there are approximately 7,500 U.S. officials who do Israel's bidding. The magnitude of Zionist Israel spying and interference in U.S. affairs seemingly even excels that of spies associated with the Soviet Union and Red China in their heyday. Maybe we need, what we need is a modern-day Senator Joseph McCarthy to step forth and expose these dangerous anti-American Zionist agents. Their ranks notably include not only the many Zionist spies in public office, but also thousands of Sinaian agents in the mainstream media, on Wall Street, in industry, in academia. America is literally bursting at the seams with Zionist sympathizers, lobbyists, and spies who prefer Israel over America and would sell out their home country in a Tel Aviv moment if the tyrannical rabbis of Israel asked them to do so. Mitt Romney, a covert Sinaian Israeli agent. Of course, one of the most dangerous of all Sinaian agents is government Mitt Romney, nominated by the Republican Party for president. Some believe that his Bain Capital Group was and is an Israeli front. Meanwhile, Bain Media Branch, Clear Channel Communications, from where Zionist fanatics like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and Michael Savage spout their venomous warmongering communist pro-Israel propaganda is nothing less than a Zionist fifth column spy front. How many Americans know that these popular neocon media personalities are actually well-paid Zionist puppets and mouthpieces? These many Sinaian agents are this very moment working hard to have a new draft intelligence report trashed so that it can never be seen by the light of day. They fear that if its potent contents are released to public review, the ground under their feet may shift significantly. The ordinary American citizen will finally see in a clear, accurate, and much different light what communist Zionism stands for and what kind of ungodly and bloody, aggressive, theocratic state communist Israel really is. Mitt Romney, chosen by America's foreign enemy, communist Israel. The Zionists among us and the Israeli politicians and the chief rabbis do not want Americans to read this documented report, 82-page report, or become privy to its tenets. Okay, I hear the music, folks. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you, and we're going right back to this report. They intend to postpone its release, the 82-page report, until January 20th, when their chosen man, Mitt Romney, is inaugurated as the new USA president. Romney has promised his friend Netanyahu that as soon as he has taken the oath of office, he will permanently bury the 82-page report. That is why Mitt Romney flew to Israel recently in the very midst of his busy political campaign. In Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, Romney met with Prime Minister Netanyahu and with high rabbis and with the Masonic Lodge elite of Israel. Romney pledged to them that if they would use their Jewish lobby and billions of campaign dollars to throw Barack Obama under the bus, abandon him and cut off his media and financial support, he, Romney, would do four things for Israel. First, kill the 82-page report preparing for a post-Israel Middle East. Second, shower Israel with tens of billions more U.S. dollars in aid money not to be repaid. Third, provide Israel with new high-tech weapon systems, including electronic mind control systems. Sorry, folks. Laser weapons, improved nuclear bombs, IRBM, and ICBM capability, and long-range bomber aircraft refueling tankers. These would make tiny Israel invulnerable. The weapons would be the bully stick the communist Jews would use to rule the Middle East and even to threaten Russia and Europe. Fourth, U.S. forces will invade Iran, attacking Tehran's nuclear military installation with U.S. nuclear bombs if need be. Romney and Mormon Church in opposition to U.S. national interest. The truth is that Mitt Romney is a covert Israeli agent. His Mormon Church official doctrine encourages his anti-American defection by proclaiming to members of the 12 tribes of Israel. That's right, the Church of Mormon claims it is the tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh. It is therefore a Judaic cult hostile to the USA and to America's national interests. Mitt Romney traitorous activities should not go unpunished. I hereby demand that Romney and his pro-Israel cabal of Zionist spies are investigated for the crime of giving material aid and comfort to America's enemy, communist Israel. Moreover, I hereby demand that the law enforcement agencies of the federal government in several states initiate a criminal investigation of Mitt Romney, shadowy Bain and Company. That's a communist Israeli front. The chairman of the board of Bain is none other than a former Mossad agent and Israeli citizen, again confirming Romney's long-standing Mossad connection. If the Israeli spies and saboteurs inside the U.S. are not quickly outed and investigated, we're going to lose our once great nation. We must move at once to investigate their crimes and remove them and everyone from their perch of high trust. Time is of the essence. Let a study report commissioned by the U.S. intelligence community and endorsed by General Martin Dempsey, the courageous chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, be the guide and impetus for our efforts. And remember, dear friends, if we wait and delay until September 20th, it'll be too late. A man who serves a foreign power and has a lifelong history of subversion and sabotage of Americans' foreign and diplomatic policy may, on that day, be making his inaugural address in Washington District of Criminals. If that tragic and unfortunate event were to occur, we and our nation will be in deep, deep, dire trouble. Blood, war, and the disintegration of America by traitors to our flag will be at hand. Then you and I will become as the Palestinians are today. We shall be slaves of a cruel and heartless nation of people, psychopaths who actually believe the satanic lie that they are man gods. They are men gods, while you and I, they teach, are but cattle for destruction. Okay, folks, that's all of that report. We're going to go to another report now. The world backs Iran. Top officials representing 120 governments and the majority of the world showed up in Tehran on August 26th to attempt the week-long non-aligned movement summit, where they unanimously voted to support Iran's nuclear energy program and condemn the American-led attempt to isolate and punish the Islamic Republic of Iran. Despite the fact that the summit marked the largest international gathering in Tehran since the country's founding in 1979, the Western mainstream media mentioned it. It was the strongest show of support even for Iran's right for peaceful nuclear energy. The Tehran Declaration document produced at the summit not only recognizes Iran's right to peaceful nuclear energy, but also acknowledges the right to ownership of a full nuclear fuel cycle, which means uranium enrichment, a matter of deep dispute in the West. It was noted that Iran is totally compliant with the terms of the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty it signed, whereas Israel, which has threatened to attack Iran, has never signed the treaty, even while possessing a large undisclosed nuclear arsenal of 400 plus nuclear weapons. The summit was attended by two-thirds of all UN member countries. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke at the conference in spite of U.S. and Israel's pressure not to attend. His presence was of great political importance to Iran. To put this all in perspective, the U.S. State Department only recognizes 194 countries. 50 heads of state also attended, including Afghanistan's Hamid Karzai, Venezuelan's Hugo Chavez, Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, and Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. Ayatollah Khomeini, Iran's supreme ruler, said in his speech that the use of nuclear weapons is an unforgivable sin, but the use of peaceful nuclear energy is every country's right, and that Iran will never give up that right. While condemning the policies of the U.S. and Israel towards Iran, he said that the M, which includes almost two-thirds of the world community, can play a major role in shaping the future. This historic summit has sent a powerful message to the majority of the world that the majority of the world is on Iran's side and is not on the side of the U.S. or communist Israel. Could this explain the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey, while in Israel recently, said to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the world, that the U.S. would not back a war against Iran? The question on everyone's mind now is, will the Israelis try to go it alone? Okay, folks, that's all of that report. Immigration decision hailed as a victory. Okay, on September 5th, states facing illegal immigration trouble received some good news. The federal court in Arizona upheld a law that allows police who are enforcing other laws to check the immigration status of anyone in the state. The latest case has spun off from the June Supreme Court ruling that had gutted the Arizona law, which sought to rein in illegal immigration. The High Court upheld a key provision in Arizona, however, that allowed local and state police to check a person's identification status, immigration status, to pro-illegal alien groups. This was the most controversial part of the law because critics feared police would use any excuse to stop someone who fits a profile just to check his papers. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, challenged the ruling by charging that there is a new evidence of racial discrimination. Federal District Judge Susan Bolton disagreed, ruling police could inquire as to whether someone is in the country illegally or legally when they pull someone over or detain them. Republican Governor Jan Brewer appeared satisfied with the decision, saying it was a victory for the people of Arizona and for America. Following the recent ruling by Judge Bolton upholding what is being referred to as show us your papers clause, Governor Brewer said she expects the law to go into effect immediately. Arizona Department of Public Safety and Arizona Association of Chiefs of Police indicated, however, that no decision had yet been made as to how soon authorities would begin checking for illegal aliens. The ACLU said it would continue to challenge the Arizona law by documenting any purported racial profiling by all police agencies across the state. Bizarrely, the ACLU also applauded Judge Bolton's ruling that blocked another portion of Arizona's immigration law, which made it a crime to harbor or transport illegal alien immigrants across the state. That provision conflicted with federal law, said Judge Bolton. Judge Bolton said the national government is sufficient. The national government has sufficient power to regulate immigration, wrote Justice Anthony Kennedy in a majority opinion in June. Arizona may have understandable frustrations with the problems caused by illegal immigration, while that process continues by the state, but the state may not pursue policies that undermine federal law. Okay, folks, I hear the music. We're going to take a break for some very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Jack McLam program coming to you out of the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And we're going right back to this report, immigration decision hailed as a victory. John F. Kennedy made it clear that Arizona's authority must comply with federal law in conducting the immigration status checks or face further constitutional challenges. Arizona Attorney John Bowman said sardonically to reporters in August, and I quote, "If Hispanics happen to be the people who are the highest percentage who come across the border illegally, believe it or not, they're probably the highest percentage that will be prosecuted under the statute. So far, a dozen states have passed similar laws similar to Arizona. Many are still resisting. For example, New Mexico, one of the states facing waves of illegal immigration, police officers are not allowed to ask people their immigration status. Texas Governor Rick Perry has complained the Obama Nation administration picks and chooses which law it wishes to enforce, but the U.S. Supreme Court to deprive states of these powers that are, in the words of Justice Scalia, in defining characteristics of sovereignty, is insulting to the congressional and our right to govern ourselves." That's all of that report, folks. Let's go to now the call-in number for next hour here. The call-in number for next hour, which is totally open phone on the Officer Jack McLam program, is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Once again, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in next hour, and I pray that you will. Okay, folks. To manipulate dreams. Okay, folks, on the next side of these critical messages, we'll pick up this U.S. funding research to manipulate dreams. Okay, God bless you, and we'll talk to you next hour.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note.
It's true.